Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show. Just enormous, enormous. I'm really...
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's time for Sacred Sound Surprises with Mylene Elke, a powerful and unique world-renowned artist and healer. Mylene guides visionaries and thought leaders from around the world to bloom into their beauty. Her astounding ability to connect with the source wisdom is what helps others flourish into their true selves. Call in now to work with Mylene today on the air, 646-595-4274. Welcome Mylene back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. This is Mylene Elke, your host for the Sacred Sound Surprise Show. And I have been surprised this whole year what beautiful sounds arise to move all of us, you, me, and the energy and animals forward in expansion, in moving into ourselves deeper and deeper and deeper. Not so much anymore. Normally, the deepness was to move in a way for pulling out things. Of, you know, there was always this energy around of digging in deep, of looking what was hidden or is hidden. But this time, it's not this way. It is different, and it will stay this way as well. It is more going in, dissolving, and bringing expansion into density. And by that, you will be surprised what arises. So for many of you, there will arise a, in a way, something comfortable. Sounds very simple if I say comfortable. But it has a big impact. It has an impact of being able to relax into your body, of relaxing into your stance, of relaxing into your knowledge, relaxing into your energy, relaxing into nature and what is surrounding you, and also relaxing into any situation that is arising in the moment. We have given this many, could be enlightenment, you know, those could be a word for it. But in a way, we feel there is a difference. And you may not be able to put a finger on it. I'm not able yet to put a finger on it either. I sense already where it's going, you know, because I'm all so far ahead. But what it is really bringing for us or for you and for me in this moment is for sure, I believe, that we are expressing, that you're expressing what you always wanted to express. So you'll be surprised yourself suddenly with words you say. You'll surprise yourself with what acts you do that you have not done before. You will surprise yourself what kind of people you're meeting now. You will surprise yourself that you take more time for yourself, and it's an automatic, like this self-care. You don't even have to speak about self-care so much because you're doing it automatic. There is a way of you being able to listen more to your body when it needs rest, when it needs inspiration, when it desires to have a creative expression, when it wants to be by itself, when you want to be by yourself alone, or you want to be amongst people, if you want something exciting, or you want to be more like a hermit for a few hours or a few days. So this is where it is clicking into. You can sense it's just like a you know, when with a screw that you turn, so suddenly there's a click and it's done, or you can't go any further with all that force in screwing. But you don't even need this strength anymore. So there is that a newness? No, in a way it's not a newness because we've experienced it before. We haven't noticed that. Now it is more that we're really noticing that it has happened to us because it's happening in a faster frequency. Not just here and then, maybe a few days later or once a month. It's happening every few hours, more extreme, within a week, during the day. And what it brings you to is to acknowledging what kind of connection you really have with Source. There is where I'm going to speak more about being a sorcerer or a sorceress. And there's a recognition, there's the movement out of being led and leading oneself in collaboration with others. You will start acknowledging more and more of yourself and what you are bringing here to everyone on this earth, and what impact you have. And this comes a beautiful story. I just came back from the hospital. My husband is several operations now behind him. One to go in 2 days, more to go. And I was driving with my son, and we had full moon. All of you know that. You all connected to the full moon. And there's a wind coming, moving clouds over the sky. And they're like, you know, the clouds that look like hundreds of sheep in a way. And it was an interesting atmosphere. My son pointed out that it was so black and white. Normally there's more blue tint, a little bit more yellowish tone to the moon. And then we looked at it and saw how fast the clouds, and here and there you would get a glimpse or no glimpse of part of the moon. You did see that the moon shined, yeah, bright on the back of the clouds, so some were illuminated. So we're driving home, and there's for sudden, you know, drive out of the city. I live more in the countryside in a smaller town. Driving out, and we're looking the whole time more. I do look at the street as I drive, but I can't. You know, if there is a bird here and there off the street, my head moves there directly to acknowledge it. And so with the moon, I'm so connected to the moon, over and over, you know, it's like you always, street, moon, I hope that, where do I need to drive? And the interesting part, suddenly I say, Attilo, look, there is, it's really interesting that there is this blueness, this circle of blueness around the moon, and then this circle of yellowishness around the moon. Yeah, the moon was behind the clouds. And as I finished saying that, the moon was, there was no cloud cover. There was a huge circle around the moon, and it was clear. I was able to see it. And the moment my son then looked up to take a look at it, and we were amazed, there was like, I don't know, just tiny, like vapor on the bottom, but not even over the moon. I said, oh my God, how did that perfect circle just happen? Because, you know, it's like suddenly you align all of the sheep that there's a circle. When the dog comes, they make a perfect circle. And then we look back down, and what's gone? It's closed. The circle was gone. So I said, oh my God, how beautiful this moment. And this is an acknowledgement of being able to materialize in the moment. So for a moment, it was like a conversation with the moon, strong conversation. And it was really like an, yeah, it was a gate. Then yes, it's a gate. Okay, I know it's a gate. But it's also the acknowledgement of the strong intention of a connection, to create a connection with something. Then you will also see more and more signs that whatever you think and do is correct. That goes with what is birthing now, or what is being created. That we don't think it is, or that you don't think it's just a chance. This can't be a chance. That was so quick, you know. Even I mean, the clouds were moving. So it's not like, I don't know. But to understand that you have a real connection to everything, and that you are in conversation with everything, and that you can work within it. Our huge wizard is coming, telling us to really see that and to take this in as a surety and do not push it aside. Why did it happen right now on the drive back here to the radio show? Right? It is for you to hear. It is for me to share at this moment. This group is amazing. We've done already so many beautiful healings on this earth. And it is now more for you to step into, oh, there was a, into your power. And, you know, in German, I just, with a client today, we were playing with words. You know, all of you know, I connect people to fully re-embody or embody their body with their knowledge from the heavens and from the earth, and then to express it out into this world. And we played in German, that's machtvoll. So it's powerful. And in German, you can say, put the power into a verb of, into a verb. It means like making. So making full. And then we said, yeah, if you're machtvoll, if you're powerful, you're fully in your body. I thought that just also right. Because anyway, today is a great day. It's the, in Germany it works a different, better, February the 19th, right? 2019. So again, there is something special going on today. And to acknowledge that. So for this, to understand how powerful, how machtvoll you are, it means also you really feel it in every cell of your body in every part of your being. And with this surety that I was speaking about. And this is now arising. Whatever comes up, it's like within you, it's going from the center of your being, where you get all your knowledge, where you could connect it to fill out your body. Yes, and it also comes from behind, yeah, to fill us in. And then we have the illumination lines that go around our body. Yeah. So we're filling, you're filling all of this, you're synchronizing, you're illuminating, you're brightening up all of your parts. And this is what is happening right now. And what is going to happen more and more and more. And moving you forward in your fullness. Ha! Just love that. And to take, in a way, demand, to take in, to embrace your magic, and that you are, as I always say, a Gandalf or a Gandalfina. Still looking for a female Gandalf or Dumbledore. There are not many that I can think of. If you know one, please write it to me, or call in, or on Facebook. Let me know. So we have something to compare to, and they know, understand, it's, you know, what makes that so special? I'm going to use Gandalf because he's so beautifully, you know, he plays with the weather. He sees what's happening on places that are not visual in the moment, right? Or not in the region. He can play with what needs to be done somewhere else with the weather, or on the other side of the earth with the whales. But everything needs to be understood. All of your knowledge in connecting, in connectiveness with everything else. Ha. And you know, it's so funny. Puccini was just sharpening his nails. So we are sharpening also our tools. We're sharpening also our fingers, our awareness, the tools. To really use them in a pinpointed way. So Gandalf then also has this staff in his hand, and he uses it, and he puts all his knowledge into this staff. He puts all of his wisdom, the understanding of the cosmos, of the non-material, the material world, of the understanding of people, of nature, of energy and vibration. He puts into his staff, and he hits it on the ground, or he points it, and a funneled, a bundled energy, lines of intention, intent flows out to do what it's supposed to do. He decided it, what goes out. And so that's what I want you to acknowledge more and more, that you have, yet you are a creator as Dumbledore or Gandalf, and able to do that. And it is now to step in to this and say, yes, I can do that. I'm this infinite being with a connection to all. And I'm not going to make myself small again anymore. And I'm not going to put anyone else on a pedestal. And look up. I stand right to next someone else, and we see each other's gifts. We see each other's talents. I embrace them as I embrace mine. And there's a collaboration going on. And it doesn't matter if it's a human being next to you, another being, a tree, an animal, and it doesn't matter how small or tall this being, this human being, this animal is. you work together. And everyone singularly, in their stance, in their surety, and at the same time, collaborative, together. And this is how we are this year bringing down the principles of the cosmos, manifesting them here and materializing them and changing things. No more talking anymore. It's acting. And you as a sorcerer or a sorceress, I don't even care what names. It could be a wizard and a witch. And that's really interesting again, or ein Zauberer und eine Hexe. And it's really interesting to observe that the female words of the same, yeah, already have a little offward connotation. And we're changing that too, by giving back the true meaning to these words, creating new words, and writing books where females have the role of Gandalf, and maybe it would be very beautiful to show both genders. Until there is the moment where we don't even have to talk about genders anymore, and that moment I'm waiting for. You if you choose and to set intentions to move into yourself from all directions, you will get support, and quickly, not in a month, not in 2 months, within days, within hours, within minutes, within weeks. Daniela wrote out of the UK and is asking for a song to decrease overwhelm and create serenity. Oh, it's really interesting. And Thorin out of the British Columbia would like a healing sound to heal loneliness. Thank you, you both. The Brits, in a way, one is on a different continent, totally. And I'm also skimming down to the next one because, Angela, you wrote from New York, thanks. The big city, I loved it. I lived there once, 1 year, when I was 12. I think if I wasn't at school, I was with my mom and my dog at Central Park. Asking for sound to promote healing of the heart. And I hope you three, let me bring this all together in and out, to weave this together, because they all belong together, and we'll go there now. And I start with Angela and promote the healing of the heart. Why is it so important, the healing of the heart? Yeah, once it's beautiful, it's the month of February, right? The love, feeling our love for yourself and the love for others, and the energy of love and the principle of love here on earth. Why do you want to heal that heart? So I was speaking about illumination, and illumination, or the way enlightenment or awakened people, right? And we had many, many rituals many, many, many thousands of years ago. Luckily, some tribes still have it, but even there, many, many lost them. These celebrations and rituals of illuminating ourselves. And you would travel and go through different spaces in nature where the conditions are perfect to do that. And this enlightenment really starts at the heart. So the heart space gets illuminated first. So when we get our outer lines get illuminated, right? And then it moves up to the throat. You can see that with gold and blue. And then later more light is when the head. And most in this world now, that's where it stops. We mostly see depictions of the human form sitting and illumination starting from the heart upward. And what is missing? It's very seldom to see, and maybe some caves you see some symbols for that, is the whole body being illuminated, being enlightened, or having gone through the whole enlightenment process. Because we are, what does it mean then? It is really then we're connected and really expressing all the knowledge from Source on this plane. And as we always say also, light beings, they're also in this material world, they're also illuminated. They are illuminated. We just disilluminated social setting, and now we're re-illuminating. So that's why, Angela, you have this urge to heal your heart. But it's not really a heart. It's just finding and recognizing how to illuminate it. That it feels wide and open and expanded. And you find the right people that are able to support you in illuminating this area and forward. So first I would say move into your body, right? To relax into it as we spoke at the beginning of, and then connect to Source. And when you connect it to yourself in a way, to that point where you are. Bring that sensation, this understanding of yourself, you can bring it to the heart. And feel like there is a spiral moving around your heart, the energy bringing in warmth. And if you want, you can put your hand on it or next to it or under it and feel that warmth. So many people are very afraid of warmth. So maybe look at the sun or the moon. Build up to connection to anyone that you feel love for or anything. It can be a plant, it can be the water, in a lake, in an ocean, in a pond, even in your bathtub. A shell, a piece of wood you have, and build up this connection to it. And choose to be in a way more verbal and in exchanging your love with it and build up a back and forth. It's like a swinging back and forth like a wave in and out, in and out, in and out. And then you maybe can hold it away, or if it is close to your, if you put it on your skin, your hand, and maybe move it a little bit further away and still feel the sensation of the love and warmth. Maybe this energy you can feel as red tones, right? And play with that energy around your heart. Move in, move out, and then expand it out, because it has been very abstract for you to just do this energy expand out, you know, further and further. For you, it has to be a little physical. It's like you can also rub your hands and clap them together and create that heat and put it on your heart. This will promote, this connection where you feel the pulling. So in a way, it is for you to experience your heart in a new way, in a different way. And maybe even take time to understand what it's doing within your body, that it has its own rhythm, that it's there for you, the heart, as if it was a physical material. And that you also, when you feel, for example, a loved one, and you feel that heart has been broken, but the heart has not been broken. It's a symbolism, and I don't even like that symbolism so much. But there's a disconnect in a way, right? Between two people, there was not the conversation or the exchange of energy. So you can see if you want to re-engage in this, moving the energy in the conversation and how to relate to the other human being. If that is too difficult for you, take the time for yourself and connect to others so they can help you. We do not have to go through this alone. And Angela, you don't have to go through this alone. Let other beings, and if you live alone, let others support you. Connect to a house. Connect to a candle. Get a flower. Get a beautiful rose. Yeah, because the rose shows you after a few days when it's wilted, the energy has been, you know, there has been a change in energy. So then you get new one. And you'll notice to replenish your energy as quick as the flower wilts. So if it, then suddenly you'll notice it blooms for a longer time. Money, was a cry, a longing out, and a beautiful healing for the heart. Thanks for writing in. So this goes also to Lauren, right? The healing sound to heal this loneliness. This acknowledgement of that we're never alone is very, very important. That you know you're surrounded by many, many, many beings. This whole cosmos. There's no one against each other. There's always a togetherness. And I've spoken about this often. If to take away the powerness or the fullness of our beings, we can look at history, right? You take away the sacred language of people. You take away the healers. And what is mostly important, what goes really quick, you separate people. You separate them. And then after a while, you even tell them how it's good when if they're individuals. But we're not individuals. We were never created. We were all created at the same time. We understand all parts of each other. We often we feel each other. We telepathically understand each other and communicate. You may feel, Lauren, if you go into the woods, how you feel connected and not alone. You feel connected to the ground. You use all of your senses and beyond. And you maybe, you know, shamanically many people speak then about that you have power animals. Or if you're more light worker, right, the language is more of all the masters and light beings and the angels. But really, they're all together. Yeah, if you mix, then you also talk about the star nations that are in communication with us from all over in this cosmos, in this universe. So you see, we're not alone. And now we're acknowledging this more and more. And I think the most important part here is, again, as I said at the beginning of this show, it is not that we see ourselves to get as a separate and we get advice from others, but that this advice is in a collaboration that you yourself also, that I as myself see my importance in living here at this moment and being the vessel, the tool, setting the intention, creating the choice to do something. And here it's also, you know, what did I hear yesterday? Someone was saying, oh, you're afraid to over-ask the universe. And someone said, you don't want to take advantage of it. That doesn't exist. There's no one of no light being that we take advantage of. This is, again, a language of people that want to control us, to take away our surety. But because if you do not feel lonely anymore, if you feel connected to everything, what happens? You move different. You speak different. You act different. So see where you went into, in a way, a little bit, and you're not the only one, Lauren, so I'm really happy you're bringing in this question and this demand. To bring in a sound to heal this loneliness, it is really to acknowledge and become aware of our togetherness. Then we don't have to leave loneliness because this is not a normal state of us. It's a natural state. We're connected to everything in every second, every moment. Yeah? Like the sacred sound is not one tone. I was speaking that on a video last week. On what was it? Valentine's Day was also the World Sound Healing Day. It's a choir of all understanding in that. You know, the one who is not really understanding that sacred sound is us humans. This fine-tuning has disappeared. And there are very few cultures that still live it. We have here in Europe some as well, but they're a minority. They also have to fight in a way for their knowledge and their rights and their cultivation. Luckily, a lot of young ones understand that now, are relearning and are experiencing the importance, because exactly they do not want this loneliness. And they know there's more, there is a togetherness. Feel your togetherness. And I know you speak with beings and you feel that they're standing around you. So you have them, invisible or not. You feel the energy. So go with what you feel. And whenever you step into a room and where you may think suddenly you're small and not so important as the others. No, it's like have like the invisible cape on your shoulder and push it aside. And then you stand there with broad shoulders and wide shoulders and your chest out and your chin slightly raised and you acknowledge everyone and you thank them that they're in the room with you. And that you have as much to offer as they have, maybe in a different way, maybe in a similar way. Because we all connect to the source. And the one mind. We all have access to it. And so do you. So everyone, feel what is surrounding you. Become aware of the sky, of the trees, of the birds, of water drops, of the pollen, of the worms, the ants, the mushrooms, the fungi, what else is there? The grass, right? I said that. Anyway, you know what I mean. But below you, above you, in front of you, behind you, sideways, diagonally. Yeah? Upside down and turn around. The stars, the skies. And then you suddenly you see, oh my God, then this earth, and the earth is also surrounded by what? The clouds today and the moon. And other universes, solar systems, and other universes. So you see we're not alone. We're all moving together forward. Forward. Being moved by the unbending wind.
No, 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 no,
Little tick tack boop into your life. Some funness, some togetherness, some blendness, whatever. Bring fun and see how everything is here for you. This is so important. Everything is here for you, everything is here for me, everything is here for us. Sense it within every little cell and knowing it. Yes, thanks for right. So, Daniela, thanks for your patience. I read your question first. I'm getting back to it now, though. To decrease overwhelm and create serenity. So, you see what we spoke about before takes away this overwhelm. So, overwhelm also comes when we're thinking we're alone, that we can make it, it is difficult to achieve. Yeah? And when we're not within us, when we're not pulling up everything out of us and shining it out into the world, radiating it out, or taking the time to see what wants to expand it, or where we have tightened it and now go in to dissolve it. You don't even have to relive it. Overwhelm that you have to do all these certain things. So why is that? Is it for you to do? That's the biggest question. It is taking the responsibility of asking questions. Yeah, is it something for you to do? Is it something for you not to do? And if it is something for you to do, is it to do now in this moment, or is it to be done in another moment? So you really can move really quickly out and see how it feels. It feels light or heavy to you, dense or expanded. Yeah, if we are a little different, but you can notice it. Often I also experienced, and I think. Often we feel overwhelmed when we're not in our body. So many of us travel, and Daniela, you travel too. So you're out of your body, you're gone. So when you're partially, you're still here then, but then you know, it's like you can't think straight. You have that feeling there's a little fog, you know. It's not like you don't see correctly, fog. But it's like you can't really do a clear, calm train of thought. So when you also sense that, you can ask yourself, are you in your body at that moment? Maybe you're working somewhere, doing something somewhere else. And then again, you can ask the question, do I just be patient until I come back? Or do I make the decision to come back now and call the other part of me back? But observe, most of this time, this comes, these feelings, when you're really not, it's nothing really, really important for you to do. And also to move, shift from this overwhelm into a serenity, in this quietness, in this calmness, it is to, when you live more and more of your own rhythm, when you're more honest to others, when you express others what is important for you in the moment and what you don't feel like doing, when you stop doing things for others just to do it for them so they feel good, or otherwise to say, no, right now I need this to feel good. If I feel good, then I'm able to help you, to support you more, because the other people notice the same difference, right? So if you have shared that and let them know, or maybe you, before you left the house, I always use, you know, you do a quick dance and you leave 10 minutes or you skip a few things that you normally do because you needed a moment to just sit down and sit in the sun before you go to a friend to help them or to work. That, you know, that you take those moments, because afterwards you will notice, oh, it was good that I did that because it helps the next situation. So it's, in a way, it's a chain reaction. And the universe around you, the people around you can adjust to it. And they feel more calm then right away as well. They can go deeper. You will listen deeper. You will sit with more calmness next to someone and they'll sense, oh, that you're so much more calm. That means that moment they know, oh, she's going to listen more deeply to what I have to say. So they can go fall really deep and really speak about what they need. And you will answer different because you've heard them different. So you see, that creates a serenity. So the most important is, I believe, to figure out what is your time, for example, to do what and when it's not. So even when is a good time for you to create during the day? So I have my times in the morning. Sometimes I get up before I wake my son. If I want to do listening to something that inspires me or meditate, or work through something for myself. Also then I need my time for breakfast afterwards. I like it quiet. I read a few things that are important. I sit in the sun. I pet my cat. And then at 10 I'm ready to go. You know, I need this hour, 2 hours, and I've always needed that. And then I can be present for someone else. And then there is a time again in the afternoon where I pull back and it's more my time. And then like a 4 or 5, then I'm fully there for other people again. And then also figure out when is a good time for you to create. So I've noticed then really around 12 is the time when I write, when the sun shines. And then it's like half an hour, but in that half an hour, a lot of things come out of me when I sit in the sun. And then I have it again where I would write and, you know, or paint. Is then in the evening. So it's really around noon when the sun shines in the evening. So when it's cloudy, I just wait for the sun. I don't paint when it's not sunny. Never done that. I have to fully feel myself. So really sense when is for you to do what to do and what not. And this creates a serenity in you and in others. Ooh, we have 2 minutes. Okay, I have to sing really quick. Sandalin din 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 din